Mr. Parfait Onanga Anyanga, Special Representative of the Secretary General to Burundi and the UN Office in Burundi, pointed out that significant advances in terms of political dialogue had been made since he last briefed the Council.
As indicated then, BINUB organized an electoral lessons learned workshop from 11 to 13 March with all Burundian political parties and actors, with the aim to develop, to help prepare the way ahead to the elections in 2015 by drawing lessons from the 2010 electoral process. The first Vice President of the Republic addressed the opening session of the workshop, which was attended by the Home Affairs Minister and other senior governmental officials, representatives of political parties, political actors who played a key role during the 2010 elections, and a range of senior government officials and eminent personalities, such as Burundian former presidents.
The special representative added that even several opposition candidates who had been in exile abroad took part in the workshop. Ambassador Paul Seger, chair of the Burundi Configuration, said peace building has made impressive progress in Burundi, but a critical point has been reached, requiring a higher level of commitment from both sides. He compared the current situation to a Burundian proverb.
Un proverbe burundais dit, même s'il n'y a pas de coq pour chanter à l'aube.
A Burundian proverb says, even if there is no rooster to sing at dawn, the day will dawn. The day will undoubtedly dawn, but will people also wake up on time? And so the rooster would do well to continue crowing for some time more.
Ambassador Hermengilde Niyonzima of Burundi said the problems of Burundi cannot be solved by good governance alone. He compared the recent stretch of time that Belgium spent without a government to Burundi's experience with government and order.
La Belgique a fait plus d'une année sans gouvernement.
Belgium spent more than 1 year without a government. Despite this, despite the absence of a governmental authority, peace and security prevailed there, and Belgians continued to conduct their activities as though nothing much had happened. In Burundi, like in many poor countries, 24 hours without a government can be enough to see criminal acts, from mere score settling to inter-community confrontations.
It's extreme poverty, the Burundian ambassador said, that's causing tension in Burundi.
Au Burundi, la pauvreté est devenue si criante.
In Burundi, poverty has become so dire that living has lost its sense of embodying certain values, working and participating in building a society. Living has become synonymous with not dying, and every day that passes is a victory over hunger, over death.
Ambassador Niyonzima said he looked forward to the day when hunger and poverty in Burundi were no longer a problem. Jerry Adams, United Nations.